welcome to Cyclone Sports Commentary. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024, and today we have the pleasure of meeting John Haycock, the Iowa State defensive coordinator, here with us today. So, obviously, we've been running 3-3-5 for a while now, very effective. Ever since you've been using it, what makes it so effective?
I think the first thing, Trevor, I think it's unique. You know, everybody's not doing it. A lot of people are, but everybody's not doing it. So it takes a little more preparation on the other teams, you know, on the other side. I think that's the first thing from a technical standpoint. And then second of all, I just think the way our guys do it is probably the most important ingredient.
Yeah. This team's really young. Really young team last year. Still almost won the regular season title in the Big 12. What are this year's goals?
Well, I think you're always trying to win the championship. You know, I think that's been the goal since Coach Campbell came here. So I think that's what you're trying to do, obviously. But that doesn't happen. You know, I know it gets to be a little bit of coach speak, but that doesn't happen if you don't have a great spring practice, have a great summer, first game, second game. I mean, it's all kind of a process to get there. But I think the goals of our team have always been the same, to be the best team we can be and hopefully end up playing for a championship and winning.
It's great that you brought up spring. First off, how's spring practice been so far?
It's been good, Trevor. We're 6 practices in, and been very physical, a lot of repetitions, got a lot of players competing for jobs, so we're trying to get those guys as many repetitions as we can, many snaps as we can, to obviously grade and evaluate every day of where everybody's at. So it's gone well. We're just about halfway in. By the end of the weekend, we'll be halfway through, so we're still in the process of it, but it's been a lot of great repetitions and been very physical practices.
What are some of the things on defense that you have been emphasizing so far in spring?
I think with this group, it's a young group, but it's not young. A lot of these guys all played last year, so we put a lot of pressure on them to learn, a little bit more of the fundamentals, take themselves a little more in depth into the defense, into the coverages, into the fronts. Be a little more accountable and disciplined to what we're doing. We're not rookies anymore. We're veterans. And when you do that, you're trying to get guys to play at a higher level.
So from 2 years ago, we started as a 10-team conference. Now we're up to 16.
Right.
Beginning next year. Right. How are you going to account for these new teams, and how are you going to game plan, especially for these Pac-12 teams who are now joining?
Yeah, it's a good question. It is different, you know, Trevor, obviously, with the numbers. But we still have the same schedule for the most part as numbers of games. So you obviously don't have to play everybody every season. A lot of the teams are familiar. Even though the teams that are familiar, some of them have gotten new coordinators and that kind of thing. So you try to just do a good job in the big picture of, you know, who have you played before? Who are their coordinators? The new teams you're going to study, you find out when you play them. You know, obviously an early game with a new team is different than a late game with a new team. The early games, Trevor, you don't really know. You're kind of banking on what they did a year ago. You haven't seen them maybe against a 3-3-5 defense. So that's a little bit different. Obviously, the teams that you play later on, a little bit more of an advantage for the new teams, because at least you're seeing what they're doing this year. Kansas State's in our conference. They're running our defense. There's Oklahoma State. I believe Cincinnati probably with Coach White will be doing the same thing. So there may be some carryover that we at least get a look at for those late games. So that's always beneficial.
Yeah, thankfully, only one Pac-12 team on the schedule this year is Utah, very late in the season. Last year, obviously, an interesting start to the season with all the gambling allegations, how was the team able to push through the adversity?
Well, I think, you know, just that. I think they had to push through it, you know, and I think adversity's coming no matter what. There'll be more adversity of some kind this year. I think we're all kind of in that mode. There's always going to be adversity to everybody's year coming up. There'll be something that happens that you didn't expect to happen, and pushing through that, getting through the other side of it is a big part of it. And I think our guys, our older guys that were with us did a great job. I thought the younger guys did a great job. I thought the staff handled it well. You know, it was some adversity, and we had to handle it, and you just kind of keep moving on. And there'll be more adversity this year. You just don't know what it is yet, but there'll be some adversity, and we'll have to get through it. And I think our senior leaders and you know, that group of players is going to have to help us do that.
So, a tough start in the non-conference last year, 1-2, mm-hmm. losing that interesting game to Miami, Ohio. Who led the spark on defense? Who created the leadership on defense?
Well, I think the game at Ohio U was a real you know, testing point of where we were at. You know, we'd come off a unique game, a tough game, obviously, against Iowa, and then, you know, it's kind of a different situation, Trevor. As you know, we play our rivalry game at the beginning of the season, so you never really know how that's going to impact you coming off of that game. We try to do a good job of managing it no matter what happens, win or lose. But we didn't go play well at Ohio University. They had a good football team, and obviously that didn't turn out how we wanted. But I think the biggest thing was our seniors. You know, I think TJ Tampa, a guy like him, and Gary Vaughn, who had been around here 6 years. And I think those guys kind of drew a line in the sand and said, hey, we have to do this. And I think our young guys, you know, I think for the most part, those guys just kept getting better and better, even though, man, we did play great, you know, and early on in the season. But there was a lot of young guys out there playing, and they kept getting better, and we had great senior leadership, you know, again, on defense, TJ and Gary Vaughn and, you know, Ben Nickel and a couple of those guys that have been around here a while, you know, really led our team. And, you know, the young guys followed them, you know, to their credit.
This team returns a lot of starters. Who's going to be one of those guys who we can look out to see a breakout year from?
Well, you know, I think you start with the seniors. I think Darian Porter at corner, you know, Miles Purchase at corner, Tez Williams at corner. I think there's guys that, you know, I just think there's guys that are veterans, those guys. You look at the linebacker core, Caleb Bacon, Will McLaughlin, you know, Jack Sadowski. Those guys all played for us a year ago. DP played for us. Tez played for us. Miles played for us. At safety, Bo Freeler, obviously, standout guy in the center at the middle safety position. Jeremiah Cooper played for us. I mean, there's a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and those guys are going to have to play really well for us. The guys up front, you know, that veteran group, Dom Orange and, you know, T.O., Tyler Oneanum, and you know, Joey Peterson, veteran senior guy, J.R. Singleton, another guy up there. So we have a lot of guys back. What single guy, I don't know. But I think collectively as a group, we're going to need all of those guys. And hopefully we've got some depth in behind them, and that's what we're trying to create this spring.
Rising junior Jeremiah Cooper was tied 6th in the nation for interceptions. What does he do in practice that can help him change the game in such a big way?
Yeah, well, he makes those plays in practice. You know, Trevor, he does a great job out there for us. But he does a great job in practice, and you know, I think you see him make interceptions in practice and makes plays. And he's very instinctive. He's naturally instinctive. He's not a guy that you've had to coach instincts. He came in here with a great football background, and that's allowed him to make some of those plays.
So far this spring, who's stepped up so far in taking a and taking a leadership role? Are there guys that you didn't expect to be so vocal so far?
No, I don't think so. I think you just, as those guys become seniors, a guy like Joey Peterson, you know, he's become a little more vocal. Bo Freeler has become a little more vocal than maybe you are sometimes when you're underclassmen. You know, there's just been those kinds of guys. You know, Caleb Bacon has stepped up. You know, I think we've gotten some stuff from those guys. Miles Purchase, Darian Porter. Those guys are now seniors now, and when you get to the front of the room, you have to be a leader, and you have to speak up sometimes, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable. And those guys have done a good job so far.
So, it's hard to tell when, you know, especially in this day, like, you don't know what your team at the end of the last year going into this year is going to look like. A lot of transfers. How are you replacing those transfers with better transfers?
Well, I think you try to do it from within your team, to be honest with you. You know, I think we're in a place here at Iowa State that, you know, we're trying to develop our guys as they grow. And if we have some guys, some depth guys leave, you hope some depth guys move up. You know, we've taken a couple guys. We'll look probably at a couple more. I mean, it's just part of how it has become. You know, you're losing numbers, and you've got to replace the numbers. But I feel like most of the stuff has come within our program. You know, and I think that's how Coach Campbell develops it.
Well, that's all I've got for you. I know you've got a schedule this morning. I appreciate you being on. Hopefully we can do this sometime later in the future.
Sure, Trevor, anytime, and I appreciate your support of the Cyclones, and we'll keep working hard over there here.
Yep.
All right, man, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
All right, Trevor. Bye.
So that was Iowa State defensive coordinator John Haycock, and he explained a lot of really good things. The 3-3-5, it's very effective because other teams aren't using it, and now teams are starting to catch on because, really, he was one of the bigger guys on the 3-3-5. You know, like, really, Jeremiah Cooper, he's only a junior, and last year he started off the season really, really well, 6th in the nation overall at the end of the season in interceptions. And keeping it a 5-star culture, you bring guys who want to play at Iowa State. Last year the team was so young. You know, like, in offensively, we had Abusama, Rocco Beck, some of those guys that, like, you know are good, but they just had to develop and step up. So that's what they do at Iowa State. It's a 5-star culture. They try to develop their own guys. And obviously, yes, it's great to get some talent out of the portal, and it sucks for the guys that leave to go to the portal, but it's a 5-star culture at Iowa State. You gotta replace it, and it might not be with 5-stars. That's fine, because what they do at Iowa State, you build, and you build. This team's really young, especially offensively, but we've got some defensively young team. So yeah, we appreciate Coach John Haycock getting on, talking with us this morning. So yeah, thank you for listening. I'm your host, Trevor McNeil, signing off. Thank you.